The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Father, we thank you. Lord, we bless 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 you. Hey. Somebody lift up your voice and bless the name of the Lord. Bless the Lord with me. Bless the Lord with me. Bless the Lord with me. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
We are finished 100 days. But we are singing the song because the Lord from today is giving us a new generational template. I say we are not singing the song because we have completed the 100 days. But we are singing the song because the Lord has given us a new generational template. That from today we are entering into a new thing. From today, we are entering into a new day. I don't know whether you understand, but from
see.
Let me tell you something. Some of us, we did not have the luxury of our parents serving God. We are the ones who are standing from now. So sometimes when we do certain things, I know you will question. I will even question. But at times, it is always for our good. When we were starting the 100 days, this 100 days has not been like the way we did it last year. In last year's 100 days, there were days we came to church. There were days we did it at midnight. And we could relax. But this year's 100 days was of a different way. There was so much pressure. We had to come every day. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And if Saturday there was something, a program for the church, we'll come on Saturday. So for some of us, virtually Monday to Sunday, we were coming here. And at times you look back and you ask yourself, what are we doing? Why are we doing all this? Why are we stretching ourselves so much? Why can't we do it so that we can relax more? This afternoon when I was pondering over it, the Lord reminded me of something. My father, they happened to be twins. And he was there. The younger, the kakra.
Oh, no, yeah.
And I remember when I was very young, the elder one fell very sick. And then when they went to check, they were told, cancer. We know it was a boy. That's cancer. In the head. And they said he won't survive. The only thing I remember as a young boy, when my father came home one afternoon, packed his clothing, put it in his car, and told me that I am sending my brother to anywhere he will be healed and I will be back. The next time I saw my father was after 3 months. That is 90 days. And his brother was okay. The only summary he gave me, because I happen to be the boy, so sometimes he shares some one or two things with me. The only thing he told me was that he went to a thick forest in the Panty area. And the instruction they gave him was that every day he had to walk like 1 mile into the forest and give a warning shot. And that was what he did. And the brother survived. Some of us, we may not have praying parents to be praying for us. But today, the Lord has given you a template that you can pray from day one and day to day 100. Not on your own, but together like this. But at times, we don't know what God is doing. So we will tend to complain. What is all this? If somebody can enter the bush for 90 days and come back with healing, where will you go when you are in that situation before us? We will sing this song again. Now thank we all our God with heart and hands and voices. Who wondrous things has done, in whom his world rejoices, who from our mother's hand has blessed us on our way with countless gifts of love and still is us today. We will use it to bless the name of the Lord.
And I'm so
that God won't tear you. Somebody will bless the name of the Lord. Because after tonight, when you see where the Lord is carrying you to, when you see where the Lord is carrying you to, you will say, Father, I thank you, I was back. I thank you, I was back.
Now that we all adore, we have seen us before.
Our team for this week has been lifting the cup of victory. So that we will enter into our time. But tonight, I am using a sub-team under it. Untying everything that needs to be untied. To enter into your time.
Now when they are brim
on untying everything that needs to be untied. To enter into your time.
Now they are brim on.
Our scripture for tonight is Matthew 21 verse 2. From the NIV. Hey, let me use the NIV here. Saying to them. Please, let's start from verse 1. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethpage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples. Verse 2. Saying to them, go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. Untie them and bring them to me. Untie them and bring them to me. The New English Translation says, go to the village ahead of you. Right away you'll find a donkey tied there and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Untying what needs to be untied to enter into your time. Jesus had times and seasons set for his life. So when you go back to the wedding at Canaan, when the water ran out, or the drink ran out, and the mother asked him to produce, he told the mother,
My time is not yet. Or my time is not due. Meaning that Jesus does not do anything just like that. He does things with order. He does things with time. He does things according to the seasons the Father has arranged for him. And when we go to Matthew 21, Jesus is about to enter into
Jerusalem.
Prophecy needs to be fulfilled. That he entered into
Jerusalem
not on a horse but on a donkey. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not on a horse, but on a donkey. But unfortunately, where he has gotten to, there was no donkey. What needs to take him to Jerusalem was not available. So Christ now, entering into his prophetic, tells them, go to the village ahead of you. Go to the village ahead of you. Go to the village ahead of you. And at once you will find a donkey that is tied there. What I need to be used to fulfill this time has been tied there. Go.
Go.
Untie it. And bring it. If you don't bring it, I cannot get there. Because my life must fulfill prophecy. My life must fulfill prophecy. I can't just move because I am supposed to move. But even the means, the way, and the how, it's calculated. But what must take me there? I've been tied somewhere. Tonight. From this 100 days. From tonight. You are stepping into another level. That what must take you there? We will untie them tonight. Everything that must take you there must be available for you to get there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Must be available for you to get there. And therefore, wherever it has been tied, tonight together, as we pick that cup, as we pick the victory cup, we will untie it. We will untie it. We will untie it. We will untie it. Whether you are happy or not, we will untie it. You cannot enter into your time when you are tied. Because when you are tied, you cannot move. When you untie, you can move. And tonight we will untie. Tonight somebody will untie. Because somebody's time is health. Somebody's time is traveling. Somebody's time is business. Somebody's time is wealth. Somebody's time is scholarship. Somebody's time is a fruit of the womb. Somebody's time is having a husband or a wife. Your time and my time is different. But come what may, the conveyor for your time has to be untied so that you get into time. The conveyor for your time will be untied so that you enter into that time. So Jesus said, Go. You will meet a donkey there. Untie that donkey and bring them to me. He did not say,
Look at scripture very well. Please, can you give us the scripture? Look at the scripture very well. He did not say go and look for the owner. He did not say go and look for the owner. He said when you go, you will find a donkey tied. You will find a donkey tied. Untie them and bring them. Untie them and bring them to me. Jesus did not say,
yes,
go and ask for the owner. He said, when you get there, untie. Tonight, when you get there, your baby that has been tied, untie and bring the baby back. Your children that has been untied, untie and bring them back. Let me just add verse 3 to it. And when we read verse 3, verse 3 says, if anyone says anything to you, say that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away. If anyone says anything to you, so the instruction is first. When you get there, just go and bring the thing. Tonight somebody will go and bring something. Tonight somebody will go and bring his thing. Tonight somebody will go and bring his thing. Let me tell you something. Sometimes when you ask who the owner is, answers that you will be giving, you cannot bring that thing. But tonight you are just entering and bringing it. It is for you. You need it for that journey. So if you are waiting to ask for the owner, and you get there and they tell you, owner, no kwa bro, but we have been told that after today or this week, we are entering into our time. So if I don't take it, I will not enter. Somebody decide to take it tonight. And so I said, one far. Now, Uko, be so question, sir. Above. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't know whether you understand the scripture. Jesus is walking with time. He needs to get into Jerusalem. He's not only walking with time. He's also walking with prophecy. So prophecy must be fulfilled. The time must also come to pass. And the only means of transport according to the prophecy is that he must enter through or he must enter using what? A donkey.
And so Rema Oti Efrum Ponkoso.
He must enter using a donkey.
Ah, Oti Efrum Ponkoso. And therefore, and I'm saying to him,
if the donkey is not available,
I say Efrum Ponkoni Biniwa.
If the donkey is not available,
Efrum Ponkoni Biniwa.
Then it means
na Echrese.
He cannot get there.
Oti mi enuho.
He cannot get there.
Oti mi enuho.
Some of us.
You will be.
Everything that is ripe for the next level is ready.
But
what will cross you into that has been tied. What will cross you into that has been tied. But tonight I came with a simple message that anything that needs to be untied, we are untying it now. Please, shall we rise up? Please, let's serve the communion. Let's serve it now. We are serving the communion. Please come. Come and pick yours. Come and pick it. But you won't come home. Be a bit fast.
Takarabasanduru bobo. Rakatalabasandiri macabrando. Ya baba libru koturubu zindia. Yandiri macabrandarababa. Lebrekete. Lebrokoto macabrandoro bobo. Rakabale ketele mazandere mawa. Iye bebe abala baba. Ma kotorobo zindiri ma kabra dorobobo. Iya katalaba zandaya. Elebre kataraba zondorobobo. Rakatalaba zindiri ma kabra ne. Iya baba ya brandara baba. Iya ndiri ma kabra dorobobo. Rakabale brendere ma kabra dorobobo. Rakabale breketele ma shandere ma kabra do. Iya ndiri ma kabra dorobobo. Ma kaya taraba zaya. Iya bebe ya bala baba. Ma kuria bandiri ma kabra dorobobo. Ile breketere ba zandara baba. Ma katara ba zandiri ma kabra dorobobo. Iya ndiri ma kabra ndaya. Le breketere ba zandiri baba. Iya baba ya brandara baba. Le broko torobo zindiri ma kabra ndiri ma kabra ndo. Iya ndiri ma kabra ndara baba. Le brekaba le brondorobobo. Ma kabra ndiri ba zandaya. Iye bebe ya bandara baba. Muria kabra ndiri ma katara ba zandaya. Iya baba ya brandara baba. Le broko torobo zindiri ma kabra ndorobobo. Iya baba ya brandiri ma kabra ndiri mama. Iya katara ba zandaya. Le broko torobobo. Ma katara ba zandiri ma kabra ndiri. Oh yes, lo. Ma kabra ndo. Le bre katara ba zandiri. Iya baba ba. Le bre kete. Amen.
So as I told you,
the
scripture we read, Jesus was in his last week. It was the final weeks. On his way to the cross. Nothing can be spoiled. Nothing can be stopped. Everything must go according as it has been written. And therefore, without the donkey, they cannot enter. He must enter with the donkey. But that donkey is not with him. The donkey has been tied somewhere. The donkey has been tied somewhere. If it was with him, he would not need to untie it. But because the donkey was not with him, he needs to send men to that village to untie the donkey and to bring the donkey for the mission.
Now, what any brand money do they do? What they could be earning him
tonight?
Any brain?
Any donkey that is ahead?
Now, a fruit punk will be
your mission.
What would you make?
That is supposed to cross you.
I saw the tremor
into your next level.
I don't call pen pencil for
tonight. We are untying that.
Any brain? Yes, and it's a fruit punk.
We are untying that.
Yes, and it's a fruit punk.
Lift up your communion.
They were ready. I did.
And just begin to speak in tongues.
Now, please.
For the next 5 minutes, just begin to speak in tongues. Begin to speak in tongues.
Yes, Lord.
If you cannot speak in tongues, say, Father, I thank you for the blood. Say, Father, I thank you for the blood. If you cannot speak in tongues, say, Father, I thank you for the blood.
Yes, Lord. I thank you for the blood. Rakabale ketele masandia, libro kotoro masandara baba, rakatala baziri makabrande, libro kotoro masandara baba, rakatala baziri makabrande, libro kotoro baziri makabrande, ya baba ya brande, likala basandia, akotoro baziri, ya baba ya brande, akota ya baba, makaya tala ba, ya diri makabrande, rakatala baziri. Somebody lift the cup of bread.
I am tired. Going to the next one. As I lift the victory cup, I untie my name.
Everybody has a name. And a name is what is used to what identify you. Some names are padlocks. Some names are padlocks. Some names are padlocks. But some names are open doors. So some places when you go and you just mention your name, the door will be open for you. Because maybe your father has done some good for them. Your relations have done some good for them. So that name travels far. The name sends you far. Tonight we are untying our names. We are untying our names.
Yes,
your name is your identity. Your name is your identity. If somebody comes with a parcel for you and mentions your name, and somebody says, we don't know anybody with that name there, what happens to you?
Then at home,
tonight, I untie my name.
And you brave his name.
As we lift the victory cup, I untie my name. As you untie your name, mention your name.
Now say what sunny with you, but within
I untie my what? My name. I didn't say untie my name for me. You are untying your own name.
Why would you now, Sani?
So if you will close your mouth, it is up to you.
And there's a okata wa no there.
I'm telling you today, we are shifting into a different realm.
And now you're right there,
from the 100 days, we have moved here.
Na every ne po ha no mo no ya koye nim kwa ya
ko change ya
ya si san ya memo.
If you want to be at the low gear, you can still be there.
Now be so from the above.
I came to tell you we have shift gear.
Now be so about tell say ya
si san ya shifting.
Ya koye nim ya
si san. So let's shift.
Yes, si san. Yes, si san.
Say as I lift the victory cup.
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 I untie my name.
I untie my name.
I untie my name.
I untie my name.
I untie my name. Mention your name. Mention your name. I untie my name. From today. From today. From today. My name will open doors. My name will open doors. My name will open doors. My name will no longer be a padlock.
I don't have my name.
I want to give you a scriptural reference. The Bible says Jesus has been given a name that is above all names.
John see am Jesus din
mention of his name.
So your body din na
everything will what?
That
is a name. From today, may your name go far.
Amen.
Today, may your name go far.
Amen.
May everything associated with your name, as we take this communion, may it be erased.
Amen.
Today, we are untying your name.
Amen.
So that from today, you bet me to would increase to
idea. Amen.
As I'm a maker, we are on tears here. There are some names that you can use as credit card. You don't know. You can use as credit card. You can use it to ship whole containers. Because that is a name. The name carries weight. The name carries power. The name is an open door. May from today, may your name be an open door. May your name be an open door. May your name carry weight. May your name carry weight. May your name carry weight. As you take this communion and you untie your name, may from today, if your name was a lightweight, may it push to a heavyweight.
Amen.
May it push to a heavyweight.
Amen.
May your name change things.
Amen.
Obi come every no go with the MBA.
Amen.
Apro MBA.
Amen.
Lord.
That is a name. And the master we serve, Bible says, God has given him a name that is what? Above every name.
At
the mention of his name,
every
knee will bow.
Today,
may the Lord restore your name.
Amen.
May the Lord restore your name.
Amen.
May the Lord restore your name.
Amen.
May dignity be added to your name.
Yes, Lord.
May favor be added to your name.
Yes, Lord.
May the best be added to your name.
Amen.
May when your name is mentioned,
yes, oh
may
Lord,
somebody say, this man is a good man.
Yes,
Lord. This man is a good man.
Yes,
this man is a good man.
Amen.
May every evil that is associated with your name be erased by the power of
Jesus'
name. And yes, you can't go on here to tell you. That is why sometimes when you are looking for some jobs, somebody will just give you his complimentary card and sign behind it. And the person will tell you, when you get there, show this to the boss. And the moment the boss sees it, Agbena, may your name carry weight.
Yes,
hey, after this 100 days,
yes,
and after today, that you have come to conclude the 100 days.
Amen.
May the Lord conclude by changing your name.
Amen.
May the Lord conclude by untying your name.
Amen.
May the Lord conclude by adding value to your
Amen.
Name. May the Lord conclude by making your name strong.
Amen.
That is why you will see the Bible says, and Jesus will be born out of the root of what? David. Because David carried the name.
David carried the name.
So when God was coming on earth, he needed to associate himself with a name. And he looked through and he did not see anybody. But he saw David's name. And therefore he said, the Son of Man will come out of the root of David.
Amen.
Because David has qualified himself.
Amen.
May today, may your name empower you.
Amen.
May your name break doors open
Amen.
For you.
Amen.
We are coming to untie our homes. When I say untying our homes, in our home we have our marriage. We have our children. We have our wives. We have our husband. So when I say, as we lift the victory cup, we are untying, I untie my home. Mention the name of your people in your home. Mention them. After 100 days, we
Amen.
Amen. So nothing must set you back.
And since I be back,
so from your home to everywhere, there must be blessing.
And if you feel come, maybe I say,
say, as I lift the cup,
as I lift the cup,
as I lift the victory cup,
as I lift the victory cup,
I untie my home,
I untie my home,
I untie my home,
I untie
my marriage, I untie my marriage,
I
untie my children,
I untie
my children,
I
untie my husband,
I
untie my husband, I untie my wife. Somebody begin to pray now, begin to pray now, begin to pray now, begin to
Yeah.
We are going to now untie divine helpers.
I told
you we have entered into another realm.
The
cult was a helper for Jesus crossing.
Without the
cult,
Jesus
is not getting there.
The
prophecy is not being fulfilled. Tonight, as we lift the victory cup,
We untie divine helpers this evening.
We untie them now.
When Balaam, when the angel of the Lord came and stood in front of Balaam to resist Balaam and kill Balaam, who was the divine helper God used? It was a donkey. At that particular moment, the donkey opened his mouth and spoke. If the donkey had not spoken, Balaam would have died. If your divine helper is an animal, tonight, as we take the victory cup, we untie it.
Yeah.
I know if I had not given that and I've said animal, you won't understand. We'll look at my
when Naaman
was suffering from leprosy, who did God use to
A
servant girl.
A maid.
Bible said a girl. Other scripture says a maid. But Bible makes us to understand that she was a little girl. Tonight, I speak upon your life.
Man.
I speak upon your life.
Yes, Lord.
I speak upon your life.
Yes, Lord.
On this 100th day,
man.
On this 100th day,
yes,
beginning from today,
man.
Beginning from today,
man.
Any person, whether a child, whether a youth,
yes,
whether an adult,
man.
Whether an old person,
yeah.
Who is supposed to be your divine helper.
Yes,
tonight,
amen.
We untie that person.
Amen.
We untie that person.
Amen.
We untie that person.
Amen.
From children to adults. From old to young.
Yes,
from weak to soft.
Yes,
we untie them for you.
Amen.
I untie them for you.
Amen.
I untie the wind.
Amen.
I untie the wind.
Amen.
I untie the moon.
Amen.
I untie the sun.
Amen.
May they work for you.
Amen.
Lord. Amen.
Abada basada banabakata.
Lebro koto yana.
Hayatarababa.
Makarobo.
Lika masada makado.
Lebre
karo shada.
Yaniri.
Ayantarababa. Wherever they are hidden, wherever they have been tied, whether in cages, whether in mountains, whether in rooms, whether in offices, for your sake, we untie them. For your sake, I untie them. For your sake, let them be untied.
Amen.
Kada basada. Maybe you only buy land, but somebody must build for you.
Amen.
Tonight I untie that person.
Amen.
Ayatala basada. Likama sendele bebe. Rababasada da baba. Likabasada da baba. Enye bibi obito na obeto. Enye bibia obito na obeto. Somebody has been sent to bring it to you. And tonight we untie that person.
Amen.
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 As we step into the 101 day, may you step into uncommon blessing.
Amen.
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 May things that people buy,
yes,
may you not buy them.
Amen.
May things that people have to gather money to buy, when it comes to your turn, may people dash it to you.
Amen.
I untie divine helpers for your sake.
Amen.
Obi antiasie. Adi ankofo be bue sika no ato. Edu osua nyami bi you na obi ato acho.
Amen.
Na obi ato acho.
Yes.
Somebody will buy and give it to
yes.
you.
Amen.
Somebody will get some. Look, somebody will get a visa, but you will not buy ticket.
Amen.
You will just be there. Somebody will say, "I buy your ticket for you."
Amen.
Your job was only to get the visa, and somebody will carry you.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
Today, may God bring careers.
Amen.
Who will carry you?
Amen.
Who will carry you?
Yes,
because
Lord.
Because we have done 100 days.
Yes, Lord.
Well, let me tell you, as we came here from day one. Somebody has not entered this room. But that person is marking. But from tonight,
yes, Lord.
From tonight,
yes, Lord.
From tonight,
yes, Lord.
From tonight,
yes, Lord.
May the God I serve
Jesus.
Disappoint them.
Amen.
May the God I serve disappoint them.
Amen.
Because somebody is coming with your car.
Amen.
Somebody is coming with a car.
Amen.
Somebody will be entering with a new car.
Amen.
Somebody will be entering with super.
Amen.
And then people will say, "I'm back." Omusum nyame.
Yes, oh Lord.
Nobody Jesus. Will question, where is your God?
Yes,
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 but people Lord. Will come to tell you, show me your God.
Amen.
Show me your God.
Amen.
Show me your God.
Amen.
Why? Why? They were mocking you. They were mocking you. They thought nothing will happen. But something is going to happen.
Amen.
Something is going to happen.
Amen.
They thought nothing will happen.
Yes,
they thought nothing will happen.
Yes.
But tonight, after this communion,
yes.
Everything that has been tied, be open.
Amen.
Everything that has been tied, be open.
Amen.
Everything that has been tied, be open.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
We are coming to do another prayer.
Yeah, we're going to pray.
We are coming to untie wealth.
Okay.
The church is not only for spirituality.
The
church is also for money. Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is a way of life. It is a way of life. So
the
Bible talks about Abraham. That when God has separated Abraham from his father's house, a time came, and the Bible said, and Abraham was wealthy.
Now, Abraham, know you're the four.
May that time come in your life.
Amen.
That it will be said of you.
Yes,
my brother is wealthy.
Amen.
My sister is wealthy.
Amen.
I'm sorry, when the Okwa Ubenyesika.
Amen.
I'm sorry, when the Okwa Unyesika.
Amen.
Say,
From tonight,
as I leave the victory car,
The time that you were told that who you hear near obey very spiritual and it's a move.
I see every day I catch yourself. So we are here near now. Oh, yeah, home, Papa.
Let me tell you, poverty can send you to hell. Because certain things you have decided never to do because you are poor, you will do it.
So scripture says,
a man of God, a prophet, after serving God, died.
Now,
and he was in debt.
Now, come on.
And Bible says, the wife came to the man of God and said, help me, for they are taking my children to sell them in exchange for his debt. May it never be your portion.
Amen.
From tonight,
yes, Lord,
as we take communion, as we take the victory cup,
Jesus,
as we take the eternal covenant,
Jesus,
we push ourselves into wealth.
Jesus.
Let unprecedented wealth enter this house. Let unprecedented wealth enter this house. Let unprecedented wealth enter your life. Let it enter your business. Let it enter your life.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
If you are not humble, you are not humble. If you are not humble, you are not humble. I'm telling you, money is what? A power. If the blood of Jesus can produce health, the blood of Jesus can produce wealth, if the blood of Jesus can produce healing, then the blood of Jesus can produce money. So if you are taking the blood of Jesus and you're only thinking of health, tonight I came to you after taking the blood of Jesus, let it produce money.
Yes.
Because when the waters dried up,
For three and a half years,
the man of God needed food to survive.
He needed food to survive.
It be said of you that from today, the economy of Ghana do not affect you.
Amen.
The economy of Ghana has no bearing upon your life.
Amen.
Because I tell you, heaven is never depleted.
Amen.
Therefore, from tonight, as we take the cup, believe God for wealth.
Amen.
Believe God for wealth.
Amen.
Believe God for money.
Amen.
Believe God for money.
Amen.
Believe God that God will open business doors.
Amen.
We are moving on.
Yeah, to us.
We still have a little time. We are untying angelic help.
Yes, and above for emoa.
We have divine helpers who are human beings, and we have angelic helpers.
So
when Israel went to war, by the next day they got up.
The
Bible said the Lord has sent an angel ahead. And the angel killed 185,000. That was angelic help.
We are above for
so tonight,
tonight.
As I lift the victory cup,
as I lift the victory cup,
I untie angelic help.
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 Somebody pray, 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 pray. Untie, 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 untie. Joshua 24, verse 17.
Yeah, we're doing so.
King James or New King James Version. It says, "But the Lord our God is he who brought us and our fathers up out of the land of Egypt from the house of what? Bondage. Out of the land of Egypt, that is one. But from the house of what? Bondage. If tonight we are untying, you are understanding some things.
And
because
you may
there is a house that bounds everything. House of bondage.
I see you will be attitude
from the house of bondage. Say, as I lift the victory cup, I destroy every house of bondage. Created to prevent me. From entering into my time. I destroy every house of bondage. Created to prevent me. From entering into my time. Begin to pray now. Every house of bondage. To prevent me from entering into my time. I destroy that. I destroy. I destroy. In Jesus' name, everybody hold the cup and take a step forward. And as you take a step forward, say, I come out of every bondage and I enter into my time. Give me Joshua chapter 24, verse 12.
You shall me tell the 19th.
NLT or New English Translation. NLT or NET. We are doing two more prayers and we are through. NLT or NET. It says, and I sent terror ahead of you to drive out the two kings of the Amorites. Tonight, as you lift the victory cup,
and you raise up your
will the Lord send terror ahead of you.
Amen.
The Lord send terror ahead of you.
Amen.
The Lord send terror ahead of
Amen.
You.
Amen.
That God will go ahead.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And he will put terror in your opponents.
Yes.
Father, tonight, as we take this cup,
yes, Lord.
Send terror ahead.
Yes.
As you sent it ahead,
yes,
for Israel, Jesus. Send terror ahead.
Yes.
Amen.
We are in a wicked world.
Yes.
Into we are not only praying for cover, but we are praying that when they see you, they will bow down their head. When they see you, they will bow their head.
Yes.
And from tonight, some people will bow down their head.
Yes.
Because terror is going ahead.
Yes.
Terror is going ahead.
Yes.
Terror is going ahead.
Yes.
Terror is going ahead.
Yes. Amen.
Now rise up. We are doing the last thing, and then we take the communion.
Yeah, yeah, you got to
open your communion.
Yeah.
I wanted to do it, but we will all do it together. Father, with the prayers that we have prayed, this is the broken body. And we take the broken body now in Jesus' name. Everybody take it. Now, please listen to me carefully. Now, for the communion, you will just drop more on the floor and listen to me. As you drop it on the floor, this is the prayer we are going to pray before we take it. Anywhere libation was poured, anywhere libation was poured, that erected a wall.
Ah, I paid that for soon.
To bring a limitation in my life.
Ah, this seemed to be my
problem. Today,
and
as the blood of Jesus
say, yes,
touches this ground,
for me.
Touches this ground,
for me.
May every limitation be broken.
Yes. Yes.
May every limitation be broken.
Yes. Yes.
May every limitation
yes.
be broken.
Yes. Yes.
Whatever was mentioned,
yeah, boss,
may the blood cancel it.
Yes.
Yes. Shall we take the communion? Shall we take the Bible says when Jesus gave up the ghost,
yes,
because the blood and the water touched the ground.
I'm saying
the Bible says there was an earthquake.
Yes.
And tonight we are sending an earthquake.
Yes,
everywhere that was mentioned with your name. Anywhere your name was mentioned. From today, may it begin to quake.
Amen.
May there be an earthquake.
Yes,
anytime your name will be mentioned, the
yes.
name, may the earth reject it.
Yes.
May the earth say, not this name.
Yes.
Because this name is already known.
Yes.
And I cannot destroy it.
Yes, Lord.
Shall we take the communion?
My name already
in the name of God the Father. Father. And in the name of God the Son. Father, as we take this communion,
yes,
anything that must be untied, let it be untied now.
Amen.
And anywhere that our names were mentioned, anything that our names were attached to, any place that libations were poured and our names were associated with, and that has erected a wall, that has brought a house of bondage around our lives and have brought limitations around our lives, today, as we take the communion, may those things be broken now.
Jesus.
Let it 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 be broken now.
Jesus.
Let the earth roar against them.
Jesus name.
Let the earth roar against them.
Jesus
Let
name.
Every limitation be broken.
Amen.
Let everything be that is tied be broken.
Amen.
That from today, I take my freedom. In the name of God the Father.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.